want to speak to Eoghan Connolly from the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium. Eoghan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very, very well. It's probably not at the top of the Prime Minister's priority list at the moment, the Northern Irish economy, but he'll be reminded of it with the DUP chirping in his ear. And if you were there in the other ear, Eoghan, what would you be saying to him as someone representing the retail industry here in the country?
Well, I think it is going to be one of the high things on his priority list, quite simply, because the NI economy is so inextricably linked with what happens around Brexit. You know, there's been, for Boris, there's been some stirring rhetoric over this past few months, but, you know, a real change in leadership in the UK government, it must mean a focus on the practical issues around Brexit and the job in hand. So the issues around moving goods on this island and the island over to the GB, it needs workable solutions. You've got to remember that both the EU and the UK government promised in December 2017 that there'd be no hard border and there'd be no associated checks. And we're hoping that the new UK Prime Minister will honour that promise. It's not the case where we can afford to be low down any priority list. Quite simply, it's an existential problem for us if there's a no-deal Brexit. So I would be whispering in his ear as a critical friend to tell him that there's a lot of opportunities here in Northern Ireland, but we need to get the Brexit conundrum sorted first to make sure that we have that unfettered access to both the EU markets and the Great British market that we need to survive.
You sound like someone who's petrified of a no-deal scenario.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, even the DUP has said that a no deal is no good for the Northern Ireland economy. I don't think that there's anybody who knows the Northern Ireland economy inside and out who would say that a no deal would be good. So integrated are the supply chains across these islands. There are some people who say, well, the South will hurt more. Well, you know what? Firstly, the Northern Ireland First Committee says that Northern Ireland will hurt more. But secondly, it shouldn't be a race to the bottom. It shouldn't be about who hurts most. It should be about trying to make sure that the progress that we have made over this past 20 years in growing the Northern Ireland economy and trying to bring more private sector jobs here and making it a wonderful place to live, to work and to invest continues. And for that, we need to prevent no deal from happening.
Do you think Julian Smith can cut much ice here? For example, is it within his gift, and it obviously isn't, is the obvious answer to that, but is it within his gift to be able to make a move that may encourage a situation where it is within his gift to re-establish the executive?
Well, let's look at what the base level is here for Julian Smith when he comes in. He's taken office in probably one of the most precarious situations in Northern Ireland for about 20 years, because we've had this long storm and stagnation with talks and no actual assembly, and we also have the shadow of no deal Brexit. However, I'm actually a little bit more optimistic. You know, there was a lot of names floating about, but Julian Smith actually gets Northern Ireland. Julian Smith understands our position even as far as Brexit is concerned. He was very much for driving forward the withdrawal agreement. He was in Theresa May's camp on it when it came to that sort of thing. I think that, you know, we cannot, he's not going to wave a magic wand in any way, shape or form and get the parties talking. I think what he's going to do is to be a little bit more aware of the challenges than his predecessors have been. I think he's also going to be aware of the size of the challenge. Now, I think because of the nature of the Brexit debate, I severely doubt whether Sinn Féin and the UP will actually want to sit down in government until there is a settlement and we know what is going to happen, because at the end of the day, he wants to take responsibility for it. But I do think that Julian Smith, both based on his personality and based on his knowledge and what he has done before, I think he's a really good chance to make progress and to get us to the point where we're ready to come back to government.
Okay, Aidan, thank you very much. Just a hint of positivity in there. And it's a hard thing to find on a morning like this morning. Aidan Connolly from the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium, thank you very, very much.